Who are you?
My name is George Pettit. I play in the band Alexis on Fire.
Who else is in Alex is on Fire?
Oh, you sultry devil. This guy is.
So please introduce some George.
This guy is Dallas Green, guitar player extraordinaire.
Hello.
We have Steely Onyx, Boutronics, Catatonics, 1-800 for the kids.
Yeah.
We got White Pirate Jesse Engelvix over here.
Yes.
And of course, Big Cat McSizzle, Wade McNeil.
Good afternoon.
Welcome to Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now, is it true, George, that the last time I hear you were stabbed in the throat? Like, welcome to Vancouver.
Yeah, actually, I was stabbed in the throat by this homeless guy, and I had to do a emergency tracheotomy. Show my scar. Yeah. I'll show you the scar from where I was stabbed in the throat, actually, in a second.
Wait a second, that doesn't quite make sense.
I know. We started a rumor that I was stabbed in the throat by a homeless person, and Wade had to perform an emergency tracheotomy on me with a penknife and a 7-Eleven straw, and that kind of went around for a while, and kids still come up to me and are like, hey, you okay, man? How you doing? Can you still sing okay and stuff? And
so it never actually happened?
No, we just like to pretend stuff sometimes. It's kind of fun that way.
Now, Alexis on Fire, what about the eyeball story? Is that true? About a guy taking out his eyeball and chucking it at you guys?
Wow, yeah. Happened on this tour.
We actually ran into that young man again on this tour. And when we dedicated a song to him, he's like...
Can you explain what happened?
Well, we were playing in Sudbury. And this kid took out his glass eye and held it up and was rocking, namely with the eye, right? And we were like, wow, that's incredible, you know? It's a rock and roll moment. And then, again, at this show in Sudbury, he did it again, and we were like, no, it's okay, you don't need to take out the eye. And then everyone was cheering, they're like, take out the eye, and all the crowd, and then...
He took it out.
So, you know, that's...
He said, if you dedicate a song to me, I'll do anything you want with the eye. And I asked him to play Mini Putt with the eye, and he didn't do that. So I don't know what's up with him.
Yeah, I was wondering about letting you guys swallow the eye, maybe.
I'll swallow an eye if I have to.
Because that is the fans going pretty far, isn't it? Taking out their glass eye?
Something similar is signing prosthetic legs. We've been doing that. People come up and want to sign their prosthetic limbs.
Amputees are big fans of Alexis on Fire.
And you guys are Alexis?
On Fire.
Now, Alexis on Fire, George, looking at you again, today you're wearing a Fear t-shirt.
I'm wearing a Fear t-shirt, yes.
But the first time I ever saw you, you were wearing a Queers t-shirt.
I love the Queers, yes.
And that was very reassuring, like, the guy's yelling pretty loud, but he's wearing a Queer shirt. He must love the melodic punk.
Oh, man, I love it, you know, Screeching Weasel, talking to Smugglers from out here. I love those
guys. Was that the first gig you ever saw, the Smugglers?
Oh, no, I saw them in St. Catharines, like... probably 4 years ago at a New Year's gig at the Mind Bomb, which actually was owned by members of the Sick Boys, who are another band that was really great. And I don't know. Anyway, yeah, I saw them then, and it was mind-altering, life-changing experience. They're great. I love the Smugglers.
Do George's shirts reaffirm you?
Yes.
Do they make you feel happy? Like, do they relax you? Like, I saw George wearing a queer shirt, and I was like,
I don't mind when he's wearing them, but I usually get pissed off when they're laying in the van sweaty.
Yeah. Pettit bomb!
We call that the Pettit bomb? The Pettit bomb. Yeah. It's usually a sock or a sweaty t-shirt, possibly some underwear. Depends what kind of night he's having. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, what is in the sock?
Oh, you don't even want to see what comes out of the feet.
You know, are you guys that Green Road Warriors? You don't know about the sock?
Oh, what are we talking about? Are we talking about putting a Coke can in a sock and using it as a weapon?
No! It's funny how you always think of violence, George! What about sex? No. Are you guys that asexual?
Yeah. Christopher Steele is.
Come on, the masturbating in the sock thing.
Oh, no. We're very open with that.
Don't you know about masturbating in the sock?
Well, yeah, but we're usually like, okay. Gotta go to the bathroom.
We got a TV and a PlayStation 2 in the middle of the van, and we just make like a couple of blankets over it, about 3 feet by 3 feet, and we just take turns sitting in the middle of it and throw on our favorite DVD.
Because is it wrong, as soon as I think of a sock and I think of Alexis on Fire, that I think of sex? But you think of violence. What's going on?
Oh, no. A friend of mine was once telling me about how if she ever got in trouble, she thinks the best weapon to use is to go buy a Coke can and take off a sock and use it as a weapon. Like, what's the movie with... Sean Penn in it, where he's at like some, what is it?
Pirates of the Caribbean?
Pirates of the Caribbean. In Pirates of the Caribbean, when like, he's at some like, I don't know, some school for boys, and some guys are going to beat him up or some shit like that, and he takes a bunch of Coke cans and puts them in a...
Krippendorf's Drive.
Yeah, that's it. Krippendorf's. Talk about Krippendorf's Drive. That's it. No, I'm done. Forget it. We're done on that.
What sort of reactions have you guys got from wearing different t-shirts and stuff? What sort of reactions?
People just want me to take mine off all the time.
Yeah, they do. That's how it works.
That's the only reaction I get.
Right, there, what's underneath there?
Some nips.
Yeah, some few nips. Like a little few hairs.
No, oh my God. Is that a finger 11 tattoo?
No.
Is that a finger 11 tattoo?
Jesse loves finger 11. Jesse loves finger 11. And,
no, is that real? Come on, let's see it. Is that?
Not at all, actually.
Oh, I thought it said finger 11.
No, Engelvix. That's in Latin. That's what finger 11, that's how you pronounce finger 11. Yeah.
No, but
ships, finger 11, ships.
When you guys put together Alexis on Fire, that's what I was thinking. Like, when you put together Alexis on Fire, what sort of qualifications does each band member bring? Or what were you looking for? Like, who put the band together?
Pretty much Wade and myself and Jesse started the band. And we, all of our bands broke up at one time, and we were like, hey, want to jam in Jesse's basement? Pardon me, bedroom.
If that really was a finger 11 tattoo, would you make him take it off? Because there is precedent for that. Do you know when Lars joined Ran?
Sid.
When Lars joined Rancid, he was told to remove his Grateful Dead tattoo by Tim Armstrong.
Wow.
Timmy? No.
Timmy Armstrong?
Yeah, that's Tim bullshit. Armstrong, yes. He made Lars remove his Grateful Dead tattoo. So I'm wondering, would you go that far to remove a Rainbow Butt Monkey tattoo?
Listen to me. The song Above by Finger 11? I don't mind it.
Really?
I have nothing against him.
You know, remember? He was wearing the sweater. Remember he was wearing the sweater with it kind of going over his hands, and you're like, oh, remember when they were the Rainbow Butt Monkeys and they were kind of hippies? And now they're like, they're scared, and they're like, they got the drummer plays like this, and it's awesome. Finger 11, come on.
Wand tattoos, you want to talk Wade McNeil having being 15 years old, going into a tattoo parlor and getting a Bouncing Souls tattoo on his leg. Also, Turbo Negro tattoo. Also,
where is the Turbo Negro tattoo?
Let me look over here on this leg, I think. Right
somewhere
here.
Somewhere there.
Boxing!
That's it. That's
boxing! Or no, pardon me. Thai boxing.
And this is Alexis on
Fire.
In Vancouver,
Canada.
British Columbia.
Vancouver, British.
Oh, British Columbia, sorry.
Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. Now, Alexis on Fire, you were kind of nailing there a bit on the finger 11, the butt monkeying, but I was in the United States of America recently, and I went into a record store, CD store, yes, this is finger 11, this is your life, and I saw a listening display for a finger 11 CD.
Well, how about that?
Wind up.
That's pretty exciting.
They're doing all right.
A listening display. In the United States of America, you guys, oh, this is so exciting. Alexis on Fire, you guys are on Equal Vision.
That's right. Krishna Hardcore label extraordinaire.
Yes, the home of Earth Crisis and Shelter.
Yes,
right.
Yes, and Dan Sancha.
Steve Reddy, Steve Wolfpack Reddy. Yes.
That's very reassuring.
Roadie for Youth of Today, Steve Reddy started, Equal Vision. There you go, another little
one. On the outset, people may look at you and see the queer shirts, and they may see all the hookers and the cocaine and all that sort of yeah, stuff. Yeah. But, I mean, if you look really deep, Equal Vision in the States, that's incredible, isn't it? Equal Vision. Equal Vision. Like, what can you say about the influence of, like, Shelter and Earth Crisis to the Alexis on Fire sound?
We're all dedicated Krishnas, actually, so, yeah.
It works out that way.
You know.
That's amazing that you didn't take the lure of the major labeldom.
Yeah.
No thanks.
Oh, yeah, the lure. It was there. They were busting down our door, you know? Come on, guys. Sign to a major label, guys. We didn't have any. Nobody wanted to sign us.
What I mean by that is the United States of America, you guys aren't afraid to go out there and play, like, you know, San Antonio and stay at scary places.
Oh, which we've done.
Weirdest
place we've ever stayed is in San Antonio. You're weird. So here's... You go. This guy's like, listen to this. The guy does the show. Angel. He's like, Angel. This guy does the show, and he's like, okay, I got to do another show, but this guy's going to take you back to my house. You guys can stay there. And we were like, okay. So we go there. The door's open already. We walk in. Wide open. We walk.
Wide open. Like, just open.
Just open. We walk in. There's dirt and stuff all over the floor, and we walk children's toys and stuff. We walk into the kitchen, and there's eggs broken on the floor, and then you open the fridge, and it's just dirt and water. Like, not water in bottles.
No hot water.
Like, puddles in the thing. No hot water.
I noticed when you described the story a little while earlier, you mentioned no hot water. Why'd you need hot water? She was just happy you got some place to stay.
No, it was great. I showered in the cold water like this, you know? Okay, back in front. But Yeah, and then we woke, three of us slept in the van because they took the couches and it was so dirty on the floor that we had to sleep in the van. We woke up and the door was still open. Like, no one had come back. It was just like, we were like, okay, and then we just left and left the door open. It was pretty awesome.
Now let's regroup here for a second, Alexis on Fire. You guys have moved away. I guess because you're talking about touring, and I guess as soon as you talk about touring, you kind of get sick of each other. But I'm saying, like, you guys play San Antonio, you stay with some person there, you're not afraid to take a chance. You guys play Fresno. You played Fresno. Now what I'm saying is, a lot of Canadian bands, they play the border towns, but you guys go into the deepest dark America.
Like Portales, New Mexico.
Yeah, exactly. Portales.
What do you think of that?
Whoa, that is pretty exciting.
That's far. That's down there, buddy.
But what do you think about all those bands that play like Poughkeepsie, New York?
Oh, we played Poughkeepsie, New York.
Okay,
but
I don't know Poughkeepsie, but how about all the border towns? The border town.
It's scary. It is scary driving like 1 million miles away from your house.
If you don't want to get scared, the border towns are just really reassuring because Canadian people, it's easier for them to get there. Like, it's a lot easier.
I think people where we're from are definitely more intimidated of the United States, like especially in like the southern Ontario area, because from where we are, the first place you go into across the border is Buffalo. And that's, a really fantastic city to go to.
I think it's just great. You know, all the border towns, all the lovely scenic border towns, Detroit, Buffalo, Seattle, all gorgeous, gorgeous places, you know, where we've, you know, it's just North Dakota.
Minnesota.
And you guys are Alexis on Fire.
You're
Alexis on Fire. It all comes down, though, to one guy, doesn't it? It all comes down to this guy, doesn't it? Who is this guy, and why does it all come down to this guy?
Walter Osinac right there?
That is indeed!
That is,
who is Walter?
This is my home.
This is important, as you thanked him on your CD.
Yes, because he owns a music store in St. Catharines, and his son, Rick, runs it. And
excuse me, 10-time like Grammy winner as well. This guy's the polka king of Canada.
I know. What, no, where, I
know, but I just thought it was weird. No, you didn't say that right off the bat.
Yeah, I know. I hang out with him. Okay, Walter's my homie.
Okay, sorry. Continue on, please, Dallas.
And We shop there, and Rick hooks us up, and Walter, who runs the best music store in St. Catharines. What can I tell you?
Ryson's.
Ryson's Music.
Oh, there's a little battle. There's another one right like near it called Ryson's, and the guy's equally as old as Walter, I think, and I think they started at the same time, and I think they've fought before, actually.
Now, have you thought of incorporating a bit of Walter into any of your music? Because, again, this guy's... Can you tell a bit more about being the polka king of Canada?
You know,
like, you know, the Gram... What has he told you about that? Like, 10-time Grammy nominee.
Yeah, it's just... I really want to learn how to play the accordion, actually, and I'm probably going to ask him for lessons, because who else to ask but the polka king of... No, let's not say Canada. Let's say at least North America, because he's won 10, Grammys in a row, I think?
He's like number two to Weird Al Yankovic's dad, who unfortunately died a little while
back.
That's
terrible. But, like, come on. That's not just Canada anymore. He's won like 10 in a row, and Grammys are worldwide, so I think he's, we're going to say North America, at least.
Have you guys thought of putting Walter in any of your vids? Like, you have some water winging action, but what about some Walter winging?
That would be all right. Oh! Nice. Yeah, I don't know. That would make sense. Yeah, maybe in the next video you'll see a Walter Osinac, you know? See what we can do. We'll see what we can swing. Nardwar.
Yeah, I just think it's great, though, because if some people saw that, they wouldn't think of Alex's... they wouldn't think of Alex's on Fire, but they think of Alexis on Fire. I mean, that's that guy.
He's the dude.
He totally stands for it. St. Catharines, Ontario.
Walter Osinac.
Now, St. Catharines, Ontario, what exactly is St. Catharines known for, aside from Alexis on Fire?
Donut shops. Has the most donut shops per capita. In Ontario, or is it in Canada?
I don't know about that. I've heard 10 different people say that their city.
We have the lock system.
I'll take this. He's from Grimsby, Ontario, not St. Catharines, so don't listen to anything he has to say about St. Catharines. You ask any of us.
But St. Catharines, it's true. It has a lot of donut history, because that is where Tim Horton died. Like, Tim Horton died in St. Catharines.
Tim Horton was racing his sports car, and untimely accident, you know, in his prime. But
was that at the Merrittville Speedway?
No, I think it was like driving just. I think it was on Lake Street, yeah.
And as a result, St. Catharines became the fattest city according to Stats Canada. Is that true? That St. Catharines is the fattest city in Canada?
I'm going to say yes.
How much of that is donuts? I love tidbits and timbits, but how much of that is donuts?
Sorry, the maple dip? I eat a lot of them. I'm not going to lie to you.
Have you guys started getting a sponsorship at all from the Hortons?
We like juice boxes, actually.
Because you got Blink 182 sponsorship. I mean, come on, what about some Hortons?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. Hortons wants to hook us up. Yeah, whatever. It's no big deal. As long, we're pretty cool with anyone wanting to give us like large amounts of free things. That's okay.
Okay, so from St. Catharines, we have Walter.
Ostenak.
The Poker King of the...
North American continent.
Of the world, the poker king of the world.
The world. I didn't want to go that far, but you were taking it that far. I'm not.
We have Tim Hortons. Oh, sorry, you were gonna say?
Really internationally renowned. That's definitely.
We got Wade McNeil's birthday yesterday.
We have Wade McNeil's birthday yesterday. Happy birthday!
Thank you.
Of course, of Alexis on Fire. Now, who are we missing? We're missing some rocker from St. Catharines.
Are we talking about maybe like a member of Rush or something like that?
Yes, Neil Peart. Yeah, yeah.
Neil Peart.
Neil Peart from St. Catharines.
Port Dalhousie.
It's just incredible.
I bought a Rush CD yesterday, exit stage left. It's incredible.
That is
it's
incredible. I am, he's awesome. Jesse is awesome, isn't he?
Well, he's a drummer, come
just
on.
Just to be able to, you know, volunteer. You got the finger 11 tattoo, and just to say you bought Rush. Not many people say they bought Rush anymore, do they?
Not enough.
Not enough. Are you into Buddy Rich, too?
I have the Buddy Rich tribute album, big band CD in my CD booklet. The jazz is flowing.
Put together by the part.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Now, also we have from St. Catharines, Ontario, we have the... Who else do we have?
Two knives.
We have two...
two knives.
Alexis on Fire. Who else do we have from St. Catharines, Ontario? Linda. Linda.
Ronsat.
Linda Ivan.
Oh, Linda Evangelista. I went to school with her cousin.
Please, Dallas, don't...
Walter. Sorry about that. Walter?
Throwing Walter away there because you're talking about Linda Evangelista.
I forgot about her. I went to
school. What's the background on her?
We have Wave. No, Niagara Falls, sorry.
Yeah, I'm going to California.
Shit, sorry.
Now, is it wrong to mix up St. Catharines with Niagara Falls? Because I was thinking that Wave were from your area.
No, because, no, that's fine.
Wave actually was birthed across the street from my house with Ben Dunk. In the basement.
How about that?
Wow! And then if we can include Niagara Falls, then we can talk about honeymoon.
Sweet.
Honeymoon. Sweet. I got a new girl now.
We are also talking 5-minute walk from my house, Paul Bernardo. Port Dalhousie.
Let's bring it back to reality. Let's bring it back to reality. Tim Horton dies. Paul Bernardo does whatever he does. St. Catharines. And then also we're missing another person. Let's just bring it to another level because you guys like all different types of music. We have from St. Catharines, Ron...
Sexsmith.
Ron Sexsmith.
We're doing well, St. Catharines.
You are doing. Congratulations.
Also, if you want to move back to Niagara a little bit, Gowan. Gowan.
No!
Yes, Gowan.
I wasn't paying attention there for a second.
Gowan, yes.
Lawrence Gowan is actually from Niagara Falls.
In the juniors. Did they get anywhere?
That was my drum teacher. Played for Jeffrey.
Oh, look at us.
Okay, there's a lot happening here. No, but go back to Linda Evangelista. Oh, yeah. What's the story behind her?
Model.
Okay, model. What did you learn about her when you were schooling with her?
Modeling.
I saw her cousin, and her cousin was equally as attractive. But she was like 3 years older than me, so I never got to talk to her. But it was pretty exciting to see her at school every day.
Because she was that model that said she'd never get out of bed for less than like $100,000 or something like that. Was that what she said?
I don't know. That's stupid.
It's pretty exciting, all the stuff out of St. Catharines. Yeah, you know, the honeymoon suite, like Lawrence Gowan, and I'm sorry I didn't jump into that. I'm sure I didn't jump into that because Lawrence Gowan is, of course, now the singer of...
Wade.
Lawrence Gowan is now the singer of... Maybe it's good he doesn't know this. Do you guys know? Does anybody know?
I don't know.
Lawrence Gowan is now the singer of... Do you guys know?
Styx?
Really? Yes!
I didn't know that.
Lawrence Gowan is now the singer of Styx.
It's awesome.
And it's funny that, you know, you should mention the band Styx, or I'd force you to mention the band Styx, because you guys
Joel
know...
Joel loves Styx. Joel over there.
That's Joel.
Okay, there's Joel.
That's Joel. He loves Styx.
Apparently.
I went and saw them too.
Now, regarding Styx and all the heavy metal bands and stuff, there is a connection between you guys and the Heavy Metal Chef. Maybe you can explain that, the Heavy Metal Chef. What was that again?
The Metal Chef in San Francisco? Oh, yes.
St. Catharines guy. It is the chef.
From St. Catharines, chef now working at The Pound in San Francisco, a nice club there. He makes lots of nice dishes and names them really like metal titles, like Bleeding Wolf Carcass or something like that. Yeah.
But, you know, that's like risotto.
That's like, yeah.
Because you got to give props, though. To the rocket, the heavy metal chef. You gotta give props to the heavy metal chef, don't you?
Heavy metal props.
Like he's right there with Neil Peart. And right there with Alexis on.
Fi.
Er. Sorry, I was never good at following orders.
We need to regroup again, I think.
You're just thrown off by what's going on in that Thai boxing place, aren't you?
I just read Street Justice by Chuck Zito, so I'm all fighting. I'm all ready to fight.
Alexis on Fire, you guys truly have arrived, and you know it's signified by an entry on groupiecentral.com.
Oh, really?
Yes, Alexis on Fire entry reads as such. Dallas apparently has a very large penis. A male fan claims to know this as fact, as he had it in his teeth.
Awesome.
What the hell is going on there? Do you remember putting your penis in any male fan's tooth?
That was me, Dal. I'm sorry. That was all me. Groupiecentral.com. I'm on top of it, you know.
What night was that?
The night when he got slammed off Husky.
Oh, that's right.
I thought it was a very nice post, though. Dallas apparently has a very large penis. A male fan claims to notice as fact as he had it in his teeth.
That is awesome. I didn't even know groupiecentral.com existed, but I'm going to look at it now.
And there was another entry in groupiecentral.com for Alexis on Fire.
All right.
They stole one of the True's girlfriends.
That'd be me again, I guess. Would it be?
So
Niagara Falls. Probably.
So your penis has done some wandering, and you've been stealing some girlfriends.
Penis wandering.
No, let's just get some. So this could be This could be true then, because the True.
Could
it
be
is true. You do have a True's girlfriend. You had a hand-me-down, Crystal.
Yeah.
Wow.
How about the internet?
It's amazing. And so is Alexis on
Fire.
Now, Alexis on Fire, I wanted to ask you a bit about the guy over there. Is he still there? Joel.
Yeah, Joel.
Yes.
Joel Carrier.
Now, what is Joel's position in the band?
He loves sticks. And we, you know, since we got started, we've always wanted someone who really loves sticks to be around us all the time. Puts everyone in a better mood.
He's Joel Bedlam. Yep.
Yes, he is.
And he's pumping a Blink 182 bling, bling, bling there. Joel, could you come over here for a moment, please? Joel's the manager, isn't he?
Yes, he is. Manager slash advisor. Yeah, merch dude lately. And yeah, definite spiritual advisor. Also a merchant beer drinker.
Joel, a lot of beer.
Joel, welcome to Alexis on Fire.
Thank you very much.
Tell me about these guys. Did they once wreck a van that you rented for them?
We did collectively wreck a van. I don't think I rented it. Did I rent it? No.
Yeah, you rented it.
Like, I want to entitle this little section, Abuse of the Manager. What happened to you?
What happened to me? Nothing. We basically had to pay for it. we taped the whole entire van up and couldn't get the tape off. So we had to pay a lot of money to fix the van.
Why did that happen? Why did you do that?
Well, you know, tape, Quebec. Tape, fun, rain.
Boredom.
Rain and masking tape.
So Alexis on Fire, now that you guys are kind of going up the rock charts, et cetera, et cetera, and you want to help out bands. You guys want to help out bands?
Obviously.
Now looking at
Joel.
Alexis on Fire, now that you guys are shooting up the rock charts, perhaps you'd like to help out some other bands. Looking at Joel over there, is that what a manager should look like? Can you describe what you should look for in a manager?
You should not look like that. You should have a ponytail. You should have a tie on all the time.
A coat way too big for you.
Yes, yeah. A leather jacket that's way too big.
But how is Joel doing?
Sometimes goatees that are just like...
Goatees that just are like right here, you know, kind of thing.
You should have a cell phone and a pager and a two-way pager. As well as one of those pocket organizers.
The pen.
With the thing.
And Joel, don't you have any of that stuff?
I got this. I got this cracked cell phone. That's all I got.
And that's what's so great. Alexis on Fire taking the chance on you.
I guess so, yeah.
Taking a chance.
Well, you do like sticks, though. Number one requirement.
You also forgot Brighton Rock from St. Carathens.
The Rocksters.
Yes, Brighton Rock.
Now, what was their big hit? Because I said, you know, Honeymoon Suite, you got a new girl now. That's a great tune, isn't it?
What was their hit? It was a hit, wasn't it?
Wave Babies?
I'm surprised you haven't dropped the Sick Boys yet. Come on, VML recording artist, the Sick Boys. Come on, you're in the fucking Evaporators, man. Come on, the Sick Boys.
I wasn't really into any of that screeching weaseled VML queers type stuff, but I think it's awesome. We should give them props and thank you for setting me straight. I do appreciate that. Does George often do that in practice? Does he set you guys straight?
Yeah. George doesn't show up to practice. Yeah. I'm joking.
Actually, I was wondering. You can go now, Joel. Okay. Thank you. I was wondering, winding up here, what about vocal practice? I mean, you mentioned I was in a band. Yes, I love being in a band, but it's hard on the voice. How do you do the vocal warm-ups? I mean, what do you do?
I haven't done, like, too much on this tour, but most of the time it's just like about, like, especially when I'm singing, it's like you have to kind of just, hi Walt, I just want to have Walt near me for this one.
No Tom Greening, thank you.
Okay. Anyway, I don't know. Yeah, you just gotta like keep healthy, pretty much, and try and like.
But you do vocal warm-ups before the gig, like goo 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 goo.
Sometimes I do this little number, like. Yeah, like stuff like
that. How long before the gig do you do it?
Not before the, like, probably like 15 minutes. If I'm selling t-shirts, I probably won't do it. But if like we've got like 15 minutes, sometimes I'll just walk around and you'll see me going like.
Because that is amazing. I mean, the stuff that he can get out is incredible.
Yeah.
Sorry, I keep going to you. I guess it's kind of easier. Is he a spokesperson?
No.
I guess I'm going to you. I'm just wondering because some bands like the Flaming Lips, Wayne Coyne sometimes will not speak before a gig.
I've heard of people doing that. I've heard of like other bands like taking like the singer will be like 2 hours. He won't like speak before and after they play, and I don't even get that. They always tell me to like warm up. I lost my voice on tour one time, and I went to like a vocal type person, and he stuck this camera in my nose and looked at my vocal cords and all that jazz, and he gave me a big long list of do's and don'ts, and
he stuck it in the wrong hole.
Yeah, exactly. You know, yeah, pretty much how it worked.
Alexis on Fire. I mentioned the Queers T-shirt. What about the Danko Jones cutout?
Yeah, Danko Jones cutout. That was a random act of violence. That wasn't like me hating Danko Jones so much that I went and like took his cutout and put it in the street. But we played at Edge 102, and I took a Danko Jones cutout in the middle of the street, and I set it there. But if it had been any, you know, like cutout at all, you know, it would probably been out in the street. It was a very random act of violence.
Do people like stealing things in St. Kitts, St. Catharines?
I love to.
Because I understand, did you steal the baby Jesus? Because I understand it was like a nativity scene, and one time the baby Jesus got stolen, and they had to bolt down the baby Jesus. That's pretty rough, isn't it?
City Hall.
Yeah, they had to bolt it down, like they bolt down a baby Jesus. Is that how rough it is in the hard streets of St. Catharines?
That's how it is, you know? Mean streets there, you know?
I live right downtown, and I cringe when I walk out the door.
Yeah.
His last name is Steel, I mean, come on. Get it?
Christopher Steele.
That was terrible. I'm sorry.
So, Alexis on Fire. Wait, I want to ask you about Plan 9, your band. Again, very reassuring Plan 9, Misfits tribute band, that sort of thing. Getting yourself surgically altered to look like Glenn Danzig. I'm into that.
Mm-hmm.
But what I was wondering is...
You know, that old chestnut, that whole thing.
When your CD came out, did you wrap it at first in your own homework?
That was the Alexis on Fire CD. That was the first demo. But the Plan 9 CD was wrapped in a normal case, a plastic casing.
But isn't that cool, though, wrapping the CD in your homework? I think that's genius.
Yeah. You were right with Jesse. I like 100% too in that course.
People ninth study. Grade 10 math, I saved my notes, 96. Grade 11, 94. I had perfect tests on there that people got. Like, people could really learn from our demo. Could really learn.
This is what
and
I
you
learned.
Saved it and then wrapped the CDs in it.
Yes. I wanted to save them for some reason. I knew that they would be needed. And they sat in a pile, gaining lots of dust, and then I just got rid of every single note because we sold some demos. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. That's Alexis on Fire.
Alexis on Fire.
Yeah, I know, just that's check in.
That's the Evaporatoires.
Alexis on Fire, why should people care about Alexis on Fire?
I don't really know.
We care about them. Yeah, we care about them.
So you probably shouldn't care about Alexis on Fire, but you know, if they want to, it works out in our favor, kind of thing.
And that's very nice you said it, because that's another old school illusion. We began by mentioning the Queers and Fear. You said we care a lot. That's like Faith No More. We care a lot.
Yes, sir. Faith No More. Good band.
And I learned something from this interview too. We learned. What did Joel tell us? What did Joel tell us about St. Catharines?
Brighton Rock.
Brighton Rock, and you told me about
Gowan.
Gowan being from Niagara Falls. Thanks very much. I love learning, and we all are going to pray to the gods of Walter.
Osinac. Also, everybody should pray to the god of Chris O'Toole.
Chris O'Toole. Great band from St. Catharines called Keep It Up. Held up your keyboard one time.
Welland.
Great guy, Welland. Welland, Ontario.
Close enough.
Well, thanks very much, Alexis on Fire. Keep on rocking in the free world, and doo 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 doo
doo doo.